coming up on episode number 293. It is the Valentine's Day edition of Coverville. So coming up, you're going to hear some Valentine's related music as well as some requests, some dedications. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is February 13th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. You know, when I was doing the All Request show on Sunday, I forgot that Tuesday would be the last day before Valentine's Day, and I did plan on doing a Valentine's Day show. So I talked about the three birthdays on today's date with four people by the name of Peter. It's Peter Hook from New Order, Peter Tork of the Monkees, and Peter Gabriel. So we won't be doing a special show on those three, but coincidentally, we will hear a song from one of those birthday boys later in the show. Let's go ahead and get to something I haven't done in a while. It's the Uncovered Gem of the Week, and it was a song that I saw come up in the list when I was doing a search in my playlist for Valentine's songs. It's by my favorite keyboardist, pianist, Jules Holland from the band Squeeze, and also a terrific solo career as a television host and big band leader. He's got a show in the UK called Later with Jules Holland, and on that show, frequently he has a singer by the name of Sam Brown. Now, Sam Brown had a hit in the 80s with a song called Stop that really, really turned me onto her voice. I think she's got one of the best voices in female rock and roll, and this is a great example of it. It's a nice little waltz piece entitled Valentine Moon. Here's Sam Brown and Jules Holland.
The first time you kissed me at the end of our street, the gas lamps shone above us, young lovers we'd meet. But the old town has gone now, and it's winter too soon. Still we waltz beneath our Valentine moon. The streets are changes, we've lived our lives well, but the old town has gone now, and it's winter too soon. Still we waltz beneath our Valentine moon. Valentine moon, Valentine moon, we tu m'embrassais au bout de notre rue. Les lampes de gaz nous allumaient, toi et moi des jeunes amants. But the old town has gone now.
one hand's trembling over my heart. It's pounding, baby, like it's gonna bust right on through. Ain't gonna stop till I'm alone again with you. Father last night, when we spoke in his voice, I could hear the light of the skies and the rivers, the timber wolf in the pine, and that great jukebox out on Route 39. They say he travels fastest who travels alone, but tonight I miss my girl. Tonight I miss my home.
Is it the sound of the leaves we've blown by the wayside? It's got me out here on this old spooky highway tonight. Is it the cry of the river with the moonlight shining through? That ain't what scares me, baby.
Say if you die in your dreams, you really die in your bed. Well, honey, last night I dreamed my eyes rolled straight back in my head. And God's light came shining all through. I woke up in the dark and scared, breathing and born anew. It wasn't the cold river bottom I felt rushing over me. It wasn't the bitterness of a dream that didn't come true. It wasn't the wind in the gray fields I felt rushing through my heart. No, no, baby, baby, it was you.
Hold me close, honey, say you're forever mine.
Lucky Seven with a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Valentine's Day that comes from the tribute CD called Light of Day, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen. I played the Hem version of that last year on Valentine's Day and played the Lucky Seven version this time. Before that, we start off with Valentine Moon, the uncovered gem of the week, performed there by Sam Brown and Jules Holland. You'll find that on the 2001 album Small World, Big Band, and it's just such a beautiful song, isn't it? Continuing on through the show, we've got a request, a dedication request here. This is The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. Now, it came from the Shall We Dance soundtrack, and a little bit of research turned up that it is a cover of the group The Magnetic Fields. Another beautiful rendition here. This is going out from Ilario to Alex. A little dedication there. Here's Peter Gabriel with The Book of Love.
Love it when you read to me and you fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. And you can sing me anything.
People keep repeating that you'll never fall in love, and everyone keeps retreating, but you still can't get enough. Can't. When tragedy becomes you, don't let it bring you down. Love can cure your problem. You're so lucky I'm around. Yeah. I got the only key to your heart. I can stop you falling apart. Release yourself from misery. There's only one thing that can set you free, and that's my love. Let my love open a door. Let my love open a door. Let my love open a door to your heart. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. All over when everybody seems unkind, I got four leaf clover. Take all the worry out of your mind. I got the only key to your heart. I can stop you falling apart. Release yourself from misery. There's only that could set you free, and that's my love. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart.
Pete Townsend's Let My Love Open the Door, reinterpreted there by M. Ward from the Sweetheart Love Songs 2005 release. That was a suggestion by Bob from Norcross, Georgia. Wanted to hear that one. And then before that, you heard a dedication from Ilario to Alex, The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel, a cover of the track by The Magnetic Fields. You'll find that on the soundtrack to the movie Shall We Dance? Well, Melissa sent me an email a while back with a ton of requests in it. Let's go ahead and get to the one that I thought was perfect for Valentine's Day. You'll see why. You'll notice that this is a cover, of course, of My Funny Valentine, made most popular by Ella Fitzgerald. But there's a bunch of great versions out there. Elvis Costello, Michelle Pfeiffer, for example. What you'll notice about this one? Not only is it a cover of My Funny Valentine, she works in a little bit of AC/DC in there. This is going out to Melissa. Here's Jackie Naylor.
Valentine, you make me smile with your heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, but you're my is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? And when you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change the hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, stay, stay. Cause each day is Valentine's Day. Thank you. you're less than great? Is your mouth just a little weak? And when you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. With you each day is Valentine's Day. Each day is Valentine's Day. Every day is Valentine's Day. Stay. Very much. Yeah?
Okay, all right. You purists in the audience may take issue with that being a cover song. It's Milk and Sugar versus John Paul Young with a track called Love is in the Air. Now, John Paul Young was the original performer of that track, and so really technically that would be a remix. But it was a request, and Valentine's Day, you know, you just kind of got to honor those requests. You'll see what I mean in just a moment. But first, let's talk about that track. It's a cover of the John Paul Young song from the 70s. It was used in the ad for Axe cologne/antiperspirant deodorant with the mosquito that gets eaten by the frog and the guy who eats the frog legs. You may remember that one. As well as an episode of Nip Tuck featuring Christian's threesome at the beginning of the fourth season. That was requested by Diego, who listens to Coverville at work. Thanks, Diego, for sending that in. Also, before that, you heard My Funny Valentine, a cover by Jackie Naylor of the classic, most popularly performed by Ella Fitzgerald. And that's going out to Melissa. All right, one last track here. And this is a song that pretty much I always attributed to Ray Charles, but it is a cover. Ray Charles is absolutely the person most famous, most famously associated with this track. But before Ray Charles, it was written and performed by a guy named Don Gibson way back in 1958. It was actually number 7 on the Billboard singles charts. I had a request from Henry, who's dedicating this to his wife, Stacy. Their first date was a Van Halen concert 15 years ago, and he wanted to hear this version. It's Ray Charles with I Can't Stop Loving You, but let's hear the chorus sing that.
Sometimes I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, they still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart.
Yeah. I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time.
I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life of yesterday's.
Those happy hours.
Those happy hours.
That we once knew.
That we once knew.
Though long ago.
Though long ago.
Still make me blue.
Still make me blue.
Since we've been home.
said I made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. Sing the song, children.
I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
And with that, that's going to end this edition of Coverville. That is going out to Stacy from Henry. Their first date was on Valentine's Day 15 years ago at a Van Halen concert. It's I Can't Stop Loving You by Ray Charles. Beautiful, beautiful song. That was originally done by Don Gibson way back in 1958. Of course, Ray Charles made it a hit in the early 60s, 1961, I believe, but I might have that wrong. And that's going to do it. We're going to be back on Thursday night with, yes, it's finally here, Coverville Idol 1973 edition, with our special guest judges, Len and Nora from Jawbone and Dan Klass from The Bitterest Pill. Be here for that on Thursday. And still, get your requests, dedications, or suggestions in for the Iraq Afghanistan troops show. Want to hopefully do that on Sunday. Just email them in, call them in, whatever you want. The number is 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog at coverville.com, or send me an email, coverville@gmail.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with that aforementioned edition of Coverville Idol 2. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. Have a happy Valentine's Day, too. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.